love it. The sound of killer whales or orcas. And now there's news that one group is having a baby boom. There's a mystery attached. We'll get to that with Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us at Here and Now. Vicky, where are these whales and how many have been born?
We're talking about the endangered southern resident killer whales of the Pacific Northwest, who are often seen in and around Puget Sound and the San Juan Islands. One of their members, J2 or Granny, is considered to be the oldest known killer whale. She's thought to be about 105,
wow.
Robin. And she's still athletic, heaving herself out of the water in spectacular breaches. She's one of about 84 in this clan. So now among this group, we've got 9 new babies, the latest one added just a couple of weeks ago. And that's the largest number in their nursery since 1977.
And that is good news.
I spoke with Deborah Giles, research director and programs manager for the Center for Whale Research. And even though Giles mocked herself for being so effusive, she talked about the joy of what she's seen.
Yeah.
They are ridiculously cute. I mean, they've got these little stub noses. They kind of swim differently than a larger whale. When they jump out of the water, they look more like a salmon. They kind of like fling their body around to clear the water. You know, in a perfect world, they're these chubby little sausages, black and white sausages. And the families play with the babies. They lift them up out of the water. They pass the babies back and forth.
Okay, so that's the joy. But there is also a mystery. It's the number of females to males in the births?
That's right. Something odd is brewing. There appears to be an imbalance in the sex ratio, and it might be as lopsided as 8 males to 1 female. The genders haven't been verified for all of them yet. The females obviously give birth to babies, so you want a young generation with plenty of girls who can give birth to another generation. And there's concern that something in the environment could have influenced this male body.
Well, in the environment, are you speaking of pollution?
That's right. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration lists contaminants as at the top of their list for threats to the species. So many of these pollutants like DDT or PCBs have been banned for decades, but they're called legacy chemicals because they still haunt the environment.
And is that a special worry for an animal like a killer whale?
Right. Toxins in the environment get more and more concentrated as you go up the food chain. I spoke with Carl Safina. He's the MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, an ecologist who's a visionary about marine conservation. And he also has a spectacular new book out called Beyond Words. I asked him, could pollution really turn out to be the culprit?
There's so much known about how various kinds of modern chemicals can affect hormones and do affect the genders of the offspring of various kinds of animals that it's not at all surprising, and I don't doubt the gender ratios of killer whales could be affected. I don't think it's yet proven that this is exactly what's happening.
Well, but if it is, there's sort of the canary in the coal mine. So what can be done?
Well, as the U.S. government points out, it's all about the depletion of prey. So for this clan of killer whales, salmon restoration is at the top of the list. If they don't get enough to eat, they start metabolizing their blubber, and that's what releases those stored toxins we were talking about, which then begin to circulate through their system.
Okay, well, so we'll continue to follow this story and see what happens here, and we hope it is not too late. We'll link you to pictures of some of these new calves, and Granny, the killer whale who may be over 100. That's just amazing. Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Robin.